Good evening, everybody, or should I say good morning? It is early Saturday morning, a little bit after 1 a.m., and I am up. And what could I find better to do with my time than to give someone some words of encouragement? I believe that everyone at some particular time in your life, even if you're having a mountaintop experience, you could use some words of encouragement. Why? Because I believe that we never stop growing. I believe that there's always another level of peace and joy and contentment that God would have for us to reach. And what better way to get there than through someone giving us some words of encouragement, some exhortation, just a little nudge to say, keep going, girl. Keep on going, bro. You can make it. You got knocked down, but just get back up because God's hand is extended, waiting to lift you up, to help you up. So, you know, I've had this on my mind for the last few days, but I hadn't been feeling well. I've got another cough, but that's okay because we know that those are things that come just to pass. And the enemy comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. And not that he ordains sickness, but when we do get sick in our bodies, he uses that against us and says, see, you sick. You can't do nothing. God, let that happen to you. God is trying to keep you down when it's just the opposite. No, yes, God knows that we are sick and that sometimes we don't feel good, but God never uses sickness to keep us down or to make us feel like it's some form of punishment. So that's good news right there. So I want to ask for your prayers as I try to get through these words of encouragement because this cough has really tried to take a toll on me. So what's been on my mind and my heart the last few days is a little saying that I see on most of the time TikTok, and it'll say on this day and whatever day we're on, it'll be that same day last year. So today is February the 10th. So it will say on this day, February 10th, 2023. Excuse me. So when I thought about that, I thought about social media uses that as a form of entertainment to label or classify their entertainment so that they can get our attention to look at what we were doing on this day, the same day last year. But God showed me something different. He said, on this day last year, you weren't as strong as you are. On this day last year, things upset you with the quickness. On this day last year, you weren't as close to me as you are on this day. So I just want to encourage you to look back. Whatever day you hear this podcast, look at that particular day and then look back where you were on that same day a year ago. And just begin to give God thanks and praise because sometimes God delivers us. He elevates us. He gives us more wisdom and knowledge. And we don't even pay any attention to how God progresses us and how he matures us. Sometimes we ask God to help us in certain things and then we just leave the prayer there and we continue to live life. And then before we know it, we find ourselves saying, you know, I didn't even realize that God had blessed me in this area or delivered me in this area. I know there are some things, one thing in particular, managing money and saving money and paying bills off, not making minimum payments, but paying bills off in chunks. Those are things that God blessed me with the ability to do and the mind to be able to do. And I don't ever remember asking God to bless me to manage money better or to pay bills off or to be more money conscious about the way that I was spending money. And God allowed me to begin to walk in this deliverance back in like 90, 96, between 96 and 99. And I just woke up one day and said, you know, I think I'm gonna start saving money. I think I'm gonna start paying my bills off on time. And I began to write down what I needed to pay off. I got a folder. I put the bills that I was gonna pay in that folder. And as I paid them off, I was able to mark them off. It's just something about when you write something on paper, the vision for me, it comes to life. So that is something that I don't remember praying, asking God to help me with. So there are things that we can look back over our lives and say, I remember back then I was like this, but now I'm better. Now I'm more effective. Now I'm able to pour into somebody else's life as a result of God pouring into mine. So on this day, February 10th, 2024, I can look back at this same day in 2023 and see where I was just, I would struggle with certain things, especially like on my job. But now on this day, when I see something, I can say, I'm not going down that same beaten path. I remember a year ago, I was there, but now I'm here, and I thank God for my here. So just look back over your life the last year and look at something God delivered you from mentally or emotionally, or maybe you had a setback in your spiritual walk, but God strengthened you in that area. Give God thanks and praises for that, because He's the only one who cares about every area of our lives. He cares about our mental, our emotional, our physical, and our spiritual lives. He cares about all of that. And He wants us in a place where we can look back and say, I am much better now. If you see life, and Muhammad Ali said this, and I've said it before in the podcast, and I'm going to use, maybe he said 30 years, I'm going to say 20 years. I don't remember how many years exactly he used, but I'm going to just say 20 years. He said that if you still see life now, if you don't see life any differently now, and you see life the same way that you did 20 years ago, basically, he asked the question, have you really grown? Have you really grown? Or you've missed out on 20 years of growth and living and maturity? That's basically what he was saying. So just look back over your life. Look and see where God has blessed you with maturity within the last year. And begin to truly thank Him, because God didn't have to do it. He could have left you and I in the state that we were in, but He did not. And you know why He didn't? Because He loves us so much. We go through a lot. We get a lot of bumps and bruises, but that never means that God doesn't love us. He just wants us to grow and mature so that those, when we get to that fork in the road, we don't have to stamper and stutter and go back and forth and chase our tails. He wants us to have wisdom and knowledge and discretion so that when we meet that fork in the road again, we can say, I was already here a year ago, but I learned something. And now I know which way to go, left or right. I don't stay there at the middle of the fork not knowing what to do. I have God's wisdom, more of His wisdom and knowledge. Now I know which path to take. I don't have to hem and halt. I can go forth in what God has for me to do. So I thank you all for giving me a listening ear. I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for passing this podcast to someone. I thank you for just being a supporter of what God has placed in me to give to you. Be kind to somebody today, this weekend. Love on somebody just because you have the ability to do it. And then know this, that better, greater, it is sooner, not later. It's not what we go through. It's what we have the faith to believe that God is taking us to. Make your life a little bit easier by shaking off offenses quickly, by not being so easily offended and upset. I'm teaching my 4-year-old son right now, stop upsetting yourself over things that don't matter. Stop upsetting yourself over things that you know mommy and daddy are getting ready to do for you. We've repeated this. We've done this, whatever it is with him, whether it's brushing his teeth or combing his hair, whatever it is that he doesn't like to do in that moment, I am teaching him. You know this is only for a moment. Stop upsetting yourself. Train up a child early. They get used to it. You think it doesn't stick, but it does. So that was extra. But until next time, you all pray for me. I am going to pray for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Good night or good morning. Bye-bye.